You know, we have some of the nicest listeners ever.
I know. I thought that was absolutely adorable.
We get this weird phone call. We have this new phone system thanks to our buddy Scott K, right?
Right. And we're testing.
We've been testing it for like the last half an hour, just trying to get this thing to work right.
We have no idea if it's going to go very well or not.
This is going to be one of those things. Of course, you know, it's a real important guest, but try to test things, right? We get a phone call a couple minutes ago from one of our listeners who just, I mean, the phone started ringing, and Doug's like, there's a phone call. And I'm like, well, pick it up. And he's like, no, you pick it up. And I'm like, no, you pick it up. And he's like, you know, no, you pick it up. So I grabbed it and I picked it up. And it was just one of our listeners going, hey, you know you're not on the air, right? And we're like, well, yeah, we're just messing around. Oh, we just want to let you know.
That is so awesome.
I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I mean, that's really cool you do that. You know, somebody that actually cares, like, you know, hey, you know, just want to make sure everything's cool over there. You know, just, we're just checking it out. You
know, I know. Like, I thought
well,
that was like,
well,
so
thank you
cool.
very much.
Yes, thank you.
You know, we appreciate people that care like that to, like, you know, actually call in and go, hey, is everything cool? Everything all right? Oh, yeah, we're fine. Thank you. That's very cool.
We will be on the air shortly.
Yeah, that's very cool. I really think that. Thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. This is indeed Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
Hi, Will. Hi, Scott L.
And everything's clear, clean. Everything is, like, hot right now.
I know. I wonder how long that's going to last.
Yeah, we'll see. When the cords go. Okay, we got 800 cords here. Let's figure out which one isn't working.
Well, I
keep saying this.
I welcome Murphy to Ghostly Talk.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
every
welcome. You're the cord. You have a problem with cords. I'm used to cords.
I have a big problem with
cords. I'm used to cords because I've been looking at them for pretty much about over half my natural born life.
If everything was cordless, Doug would be happy.
But I look now,
says Doug.
And this new system we got, it's really sweet. I mean, it seems to be working pretty well so far. But I just see more cords now. I just see more cords running to more stuff. But hey.
I had to get 3 new cords.
But now I'm trapped instead of Doug.
I know, isn't that great?
Yeah, Will's stuck in the
corner. Now he's going
to I had to move.
He's
going to
have cordophobia.
You know, I haven't moved from that seat in 2 years. Like that position.
Almost 3.
Yeah, that's been the same spot. You're right.
Yeah, you're broadcasting from a brand new seat.
And I could have stayed there, but I'm like, I got to look at Doug when we're doing this.
Right.
We don't click off if I'm trying to bend my neck over here and break it off trying to talk to you. So now I'm like, move. See, this is where we should get the webcam. Because people will be like, oh, it's the back of Scott's head. Why is it the back of Scott's head there now? What's going on? We can't see Scott. What's going on?
We can put the webcam like over there in the corner and broadcast the whole studio.
We've been thinking about it.
I should be flipping it off the whole time.
So would I. Sit here just the whole time, all three of us. There you go. That's it. Are you happy? You have your webcam now.
Yeah.
There's your webcam, right? A couple things in the news here. That we still have to get the archive up from this past Wednesday. Doug's been going nuts. I've been going nuts.
I apologize.
No, we've all been going crazy.
I did transfer it up to the server, but it's there to be chopped.
Here's what.
Up
I'm going to put a deadline on myself, okay? I'll do another deadline on myself. I have to leave here, of course, again, to go to work all night.
Right.
But when I get home from work at about 7 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pull that thing down, clip it up, and put it up.
Excellent.
So we're going to shoot for about 8:30 in the morning. That archive will be up along with the archive from tonight's
from tonight.
Show. So you'll have 2 things to listen to. It'll be kind of cool.
That'll be neat.
I'll have that up, I promise, because it's up on the server, right?
Excellent. Yep, it is.
I'll clip it up, put it up there, and it'll be up for download tomorrow morning. For
Perfect.
Everybody to come into work and do their thing, too.
Thank you so much, Scott.
No. I know you've been going nuts.
I am so bad at that.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's been a crazy week for all of us. Will and myself, we both had our hands full this past week with the obvious stuff, and you've been doing your thing, so no problem. We'll take care of that.
Thank you. No problem.
This
is Ghostly Talk, like I said. Our website is www.ghostlytalk.com, and we're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., or in tonight's case, 7:05 p.m. till 9 p.m. because we had to talk to the nice people from Ohio.
Yeah.
And 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're broadcast live, of course, we're... on pioneer.rollo.net.
Mm-hmm.
We're also in the chat room. So right now I have Will in the chat room. He's probably on under GT Doug, though.
I switched it.
Oh, thank you. And,
why did you say under GT Doug? I hate all of you.
He's on my computer now. Because we had to switch chairs, and now, yeah.
Okay.
And it's interesting. But what we're doing is we're getting set up fairly professionally looking now.
Well,
it's kind of
professionally sounding, hopefully. Professionally looking.
That's why
we don't have a webcam down here.
Right. Well, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know how it's going to sound. I have no clue. Tonight's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, give us a chance on this. Just give us a chance. We're working on this stuff. We're sorry, but really the only time we can test this stuff is on the air. It's just our schedules will not allow us to do too much outside of this right now with this
right.
work schedule and stuff like that.
We make time for the show.
We make time for this shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, even your stuff, you have to go at 8:15.
Yeah,
every Sunday.
I'm
now.
Fighting that, man. I gotta get off this. I'm turning into a vampire. My teeth are getting longer. My skin's getting scaly. I'm losing all my hair. This is
man.
Bad. I hate it so much. Yes.
I'm done.
Go ahead.
The archive from last the special show on Thursday or Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
It sounds okay. It sounds clean.
Did it come out clean?
There's areas where the volume is loud and areas where the volume is soft.
Well, that's what I'll do my magic on that tonight.
Yeah,
I'll
see what you can do. But
we'll have that up for sure. Yeah. T-shirts.
Ah.
We're working on, see, we've been having an issue. We had one model.
Yes.
Right? We're not going to be making the T-shirts available for sale until we have the model taken care of. So we want to get them up on the site, present them to everybody. Present them in a proper way. You can use me as a model too, because if I get that tape from you from the show last Thursday, I was wearing my Ghostly Talk T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we opened for Disturbed. I was wearing my Ghostly Talk T-shirt.
I was wearing it too.
Yeah, he was wearing his shirt. He was wearing his also.
You wore them to the concert?
Yeah.
With thousands of people?
In
at the Emerald Theater?
Yeah.
Okay,
we were both wearing our shirts. We didn't even coordinate that either. We just both knew we were going to wear our
I'm going to be on stage videotaping. I probably should wear my Ghosted Talk shirt.
Yeah, so
you didn't use like cell minutes or anything.
No, nothing.
So somebody from Disturbed might be listening.
Maybe
That would be disturbing. Yeah.
Actually, I was passing out Ghosted Talk cards at the concert.
You guys totally absolutely wrong.
I was talking to people.
Pippin Ghostly Talk at a Disturbed concert.
But
what we're going to do is we had one model that fell through. We have another model. She's falling through, I think, as we speak.
Why?
I'll get one for this week.
You will?
Oh.
Tuesday when you come over, we'll take care of it.
We might be able to make this fun, though, too.
Will's bevy of babes. One of them is
one
going
of his
to volunteer.
One of his harem.
Yeah.
Well, she gets off over like 3 o'clock, so take care of that Tuesday.
Okay, we'll do it on Tuesday. And hopefully, let's put another deadline on ourselves. This is for you and myself.
Okay.
We're going to try to have the T-shirts up and ready to go for order this week. Now we're in trouble, right? Uh-oh. Now we're going straight to hell, because if we screw this up, Will, we're both done. Our careers are over.
It doesn't mean very much during the live show, but because most, 99% of our listeners don't
know. Well, I know this is
archive.
Being recorded, though, too.
And so if we put the archive up tomorrow...
There will be a mass email sent out just to forewarn everybody.
Okay.
As soon as the T-shirts are up on the site ready for order, there will be a mass email coming out.
Okay.
We don't do that very often.
No, yeah, very rare
that we send an admin email.
And are you gonna you're gonna say something like
I hate you
like,
all, you're terrible people, yeah. We don't like you, do not listen to the show.
No, they do, that's the thing.
Yeah, as much as we tell them not to.
I've been looking at statistics.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Gone ridiculous.
I'm scared.
Yeah. I love it.
There'll be like 1,300 emails going out everywhere.
Just to get them out there. We're going to do that this week.
We have only 1,300 now?
Members on the site. People are actually signed in. Yeah.
Oh, I thought there were more than that now.
Well, there probably is now, yeah. That was a couple weeks ago.
I haven't looked. We'll send that out this week, though. We'll get the model lined up. We'll get the pictures done. We'll get the T-shirts up on the site. We'll set up a new little page.
Well, you see, the whole thing is because everything here is like volunteer, because we don't actually make any money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pay this model, this fictitious model that we have had that don't
She's
have.
She's from Niagara Falls, by the way, too.
Ah, yeah. Cool.
You know, just that girlfriend. Remember the girlfriend you always had from Niagara Falls? When
right,
you were a kid?
Right.
I'm going to get my girlfriend from Niagara Falls that I met 15 years ago on vacation. We made out over the falls, right? She said she'd help us out. So
cool.
We'll have this taken care of this week. Will, you got the girl lined up?
I can take care of that. I'll call her tomorrow.
She's a girl, right?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Cool.
Just making sure.
That'll work.
I've seen your taste in women.
Wow. That's rough.
I'm sorry. I threw that one out there. I shouldn't have. Go ahead.
She has less body hair than Will. We'll go with her. Okay. We'll just be like, dude, okay, you're it.
Or we're going to start making Ghostly Talk sweaters. What?
You guys, this has gone insane.
The trucker arm.
We
right
are
there.
Indeed going to be talking about stuff tonight, though.
Stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to the man George Lutz.
Yeah. He'll be coming out at 7:30. What we're going to do...
Maybe. You got to remember, I had like half an hour to wire this board together.
Well, I told you guys before this show, we might as well tell everybody what's going to happen here as far as the plan goes. Next week, we don't have a guest booked. Well, now we do. All right. Well, George called me yesterday. He's been feeling kind of sick all week.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me earlier this week and said, hey, I'm really messed up. I'm like, look, if you can't come on, don't come on. We'll work it out. It's not a problem. He's like, no, I want to come on. I want to be on your show. I will come on. And he thought he was going to get well over the weekend. Well, he called me yesterday and was like, I'm still feeling kind of rough. I'm like, well, if you can't do it, you can't. It's not a problem. He's like, no, I want to do it. Can we just do an hour? So we're going to go from 7:30 to 8:30 with George Lutz. Okay?
Okay.
And then you guys are going to try to figure out what you're going to do after I leave.
That'll be fun.
We're going to have George Lutz come back again next Sunday.
Excellent.
March 6th, and talk more about it. We're just going to kind of split this thing up. Worked out real well because we hadn't had a guest book for March 6th, so we're going to bring George Lutz back on again to do this show with us next week. So that should work out pretty well for people, for the George Lutz fans out there, Amityville Horror fans.
And for a while. Hey, I'm a big one, man.
Yeah, so am I.
So that's awesome.
That's going to be pretty much the plan for the show tonight as far as the next hour, well, the next hour and 15 goes. This next 15 minutes, I have no idea. I'm very scared to see what's going to come out. We did, I mean, by the way, this is just, you know, this is maybe a little outside of the spectrum. Do you have anything important you want to talk about? Because you usually have your admin stuff you want to go over.
In this case, I can't think of anything. I mean, there will be other stuff. I mean, well, all right, let me do at least the
go
one
on,
thing
that
it. I always do.
Do it.
While we're broadcasting live from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Pioneer, pioneer.rollo.net, uh-huh. We're also in the chat rooms.
Yeah.
And Will is in the chat room and me tonight. If you go to www.ghostlytalk.com or pioneer.rollo.net, both have links. The one on Pioneer, for example, mm-hmm. is text chat. It's mm-hmm. in the little control down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there, you can get into the chat rooms and chat with all the fine people.
Yep.
And, for example, I can't read from here.
You need glasses.
This is pretty sad. I see 8-Bits in there. I see Whiplash. I see Space Monk. I see Solog. I see Pyro.
The Mountain.
No,
Solog.
You never heard Solog's radio show, did you?
No, I haven't.
Did I never played
you? You may have.
I think I played you a snippet of it, but I couldn't get past 5 minutes.
Really?
It was so bad. And it just was really... This was when Ghostly Talk was first starting.
Okay.
So Log had done 3 episodes.
Uh-huh.
You know, all it is self-fellatio.
And it's also... did you hear it? Did I play any of it
We were listening to it together.
Yeah. And it was so bad. It was that bad.
It was like Will said, like pulling the rib out and going at it?
It was like that.
It's like self-fellatio.
And he's in the chat room right now? He's in the chat room right now?
Well, it's not that. I don't know if it's that so long. Oh, but anyway, so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
but part of it was...
Congratulations, we made another enemy.
Approximately every 40 seconds... Or maybe every 30
all you
seconds.
Hear, all you hear is...
No, they would have...
Thank you, James. Oh, my God!
Oh, no,
Turn his mic off. Turn his mic off.
There.
Goodbye level.
No more levels. But no more levels for Will. No more levels for you.
More precious bandwidth for you, Will.
And a whole bunch of other people. No,
yeah,
we've,
okay, all right.
We've got Prairie Ghost. We've got P13. Matt. Hey, Matt. Of GhostMag.com. Havoc,
Matt.
Of course. Hey, Havoc. And you are GT Will. Why aren't you? Oh, because I don't have an automatic.
I did a Nick thing. I switched the nickname.
Yeah, I can make you a admin at any time. Ghost Wolf, of course. Ghost Hunter. GGF. That's Devin of Ghostfish Files.
Hi, Devin.
Ghostfish Files will be back on the air soon. Distant Sounds. I can't read that one. Dave Vita.
Boy G. Degita.
Oh. Oh, Degita. Oh.
These damn screen names.
Sorry about that, Degita. Boy G. Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. And something that starts with an A.
ABBA something.
Oh, ABBA 7940. And, of course, Phobos in England is in there.
Ah, cheerio.
Cheerio, mate.
Sweet Bonnie is hosting another 3-year anniversary. Well, another
that is coming up.
Anniversary party. That's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
We really need to pull that together.
Are you going to...
We're gonna do it this week, too.
Are you going to start that? When are you going to start that?
I'll start that tomorrow.
Oh, good.
We gotta make sure we have a list of how many people are coming to her.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we should do that.
She wants to know previous to the event, not after.
We should have it done by this. We should have it done by this week.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do that.
So we'll sit down Tuesday and make a guest list.
Okay, we'll make a guest list for the party.
Okay.
It's a private party.
It's a private party with everybody showing up.
Golden cakes everywhere.
Golden cakes.
Tasteless, odorless gold all over them everywhere. Golden cakes.
This is, sounds like some party. Am I invited?
I think so.
Oh, good.
I hope so. Wow. Yeah, that's going to be happening in 2 weeks, March 12th.
Yeah.
Saturday night, three-hour broadcast, special broadcast. I am going to see from, I think Distant Voices is in the chat room right now. He sent me this really great email with all these clips he wants me to pull out. He's like, this is some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard. Like, I mean, from this show, not ever.
Well, dude.
But he's, and I'm like, all right, you know.
Dude, it's all live, right?
Yeah.
It's all off the cuff, and it all just works. I mean, it just happens.
But he wants to talk to them. I'm like, yeah. So I'm the guys that he sent to me. Like, you know, he's got down to, like, the archive and the times.
Awesome.
To go in there and clip through and pull them out.
Early, just to forewarn you, Bonnie.
We had the brand new Ghostly Talk H2 that we purchased,
right.
And that's in the mobile
studio.
And also,
with the helicopter option.
Yeah, it's got a giant satellite dish on top of it. We can broadcast anywhere you want.
And what happens is I'm going to get the mobile studio together if possible, put it in the H2, and then we'll have the we'll be able to take calls.
Cool.
During the show, during the anniversary party.
So ugly.
You can virtually party with us, or party virtually with us. Yeah, PVWU. Virtually with us.
That just sounds sick all around, man.
I know.
You can party virtually with us all around.
1-800. Oh, that would be a 900 number. 1-900.
GT. Wet. Me. Is that seven numbers or six?
GT wet bum.
Wet bum. God.
Oh, that's bad.
Jeez, oh, Pete. But that's going to happen in 2 weeks.
That'll be disastrous. So
2 weeks, we're going to have that.
Yeah, 8-Bit,
by the way, if I ever start another band up, I want to call it 8-Bit. I'm stealing your name. It's mine. I think that's the coolest name ever. I want that name.
Nintendo will sue you.
Whatever. Nintendo.
Nintendo?
Why
are
you sue me? I don't have anything.
Because it's called the 8-Bit Nintendo.
I don't care. I don't have
anything. Nintendo 8-Bit.
It doesn't matter. It's different.
Yeah.
Because copyright law says that they're describing a piece of computer hardware.
So.
He's using 8-bit to describe a band.
Yeah.
And by
I'll
the
spell
way...
it 8-B-Y-T.
8-bit.
Byte. Byte. Bit. Whatever. I'll spell it like that and I can't say a word.
Bit, as long as you'll put an E in the end.
Then it's byte.
Byte.
Or B-Y-T-E. But if you put 8-B-I-T, you can use that unless it's the name of an existing band. And by broadcasting it like this... Mm-hmm. You are making first use date today.
Thank you. What's today? 28th or 27th?
Today is the 27th of February 2005.
Mine.
7:24 p.m.
I own it. It's mine.
So yeah, unless it was used previous, you can use it from now on.
We had quite an amazing experience on Thursday.
I know you did.
Will. You're Will, right?
Yeah,
okay. I used to sit there.
Okay,
I'm
not used to this. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm over here and Will's over there now. We changed.
This is like going to the bathroom. I'm so used to it. You know, I don't think about it no more. I just do it, right? So this is Will now.
Yeah, Will is over there.
We got to go. Well, MFPS got to open for Disturbed.
It was a wonderful thing.
Band called Disturbed. It's like a national act. Probably one of we were pretty blown out by it. But I made a point to get Will into the show because I know Will absolutely just. Bows down and like does whatever he does to this band, so I made sure he got there.
I heard he makes pentagrams
and worships with the Disturbed logo. But it was really cool because I was really happy about it because he got there early with us, and we were actually able to hang out before the show, and these guys were doing their sound checks and stuff like that. The whole band's up there sound checking. We're standing like right there in front of them.
Yeah.
And they're all just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? What's going on? But it was a really great time. It was an amazing show. And I know you had a great time, so I was really happy to do that. I know I really wanted to get Will in there to do that. And we played Disturbed a million times on this show, too. We've had people request it for music here and there. And what?
8-bits is 2 nibbles, and that's true.
2 nibbles?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Who said that?
Okay, fine. You can call your band.
Phobos.
You can call your band that.
2 nibbles.
Okay, Phobos.
Yeah.
2 nibbles, all right? There's your rock band. I'm going to call my rock band 8-Bit.
Okay.
I think that's sweet. But that was a great time. We had a good time. That was Thursday. That's why things have been so nutty this week. We did that show on Wednesday, and it's just been an absolute barnstorm up till today. But I'm glad you got to come, Will. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Well, Will's done a lot of work with MFPS. Will's done a lot of work with MFPS along with Ghostly Talk here, and he's helped us haul our gear, shot pictures, carried equipment, done every horrible job that the band doesn't want to do.
And if Ghostly Talk ever gets to open for Disturbed... You'll be invited for that as well.
Thanks. And he wore his Ghostly Talk shirt, too. We both wear our Ghostly Talk shirts.
That is totally awesome.
Oh, the That'd whole band really saw awesome. My shirt, and they're just like, you know, the guys in my band, they're just like,
Dead
you
Air
are
never
such
sounded...
a friggin' pimp, you media whore, I hate you.
But Dead Air never sounded so good. I think that totally rocks, you know?
It was a good time, and I'm glad you were able to come and do that. It was really important for me to get you in there. But, yeah, that was the big thing that happened this week.
You guys had a huge crowd reaction, too.
We couldn't believe it. They're like, they like us. Wow.
Yeah, I understand that the next band, though, got a huge crowd reaction, too.
Oh.
No. Only
you know what, though?
The negative
You know what?
Time.
Check them out. www.jettared.com. JETTARED.com. They're great guys.
Really, they're great guys.
They're a great band, too. These guys, I guess it's the crowd wasn't their crowd, and they did get a little bit of a...
At the end, it did get better.
But see, that happens, better. Though. I mean that kind of thing does happen.
It happens. You can be. These guys were airtight. They were an airtight band. They were right on the money, but just the crowd wasn't into it. But they were still a killer band. It kind of bummed me out that I saw that because I love the guys. They're great guys.
They were a bit more alternative for the crowd that was there.
You had 5,000 people that wanted just to bump their heads for an hour and a half. That's what they
wanted
to do. They couldn't understand it. You know. And it really kind of bummed me to see that, but that's the way it goes sometimes. These guys were awesome, though. Check them out. They're a really sweet band. I love them. They're a great band.
Oh, they're a great band.
Yeah, killer guys.
But it just wasn't in the chemistry that
nope,
night.
No, not at all.
It wasn't.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Now, us, on the other hand, that was just hysterical. I was cracking up the whole show.
I did get that guy crowd surfing on video.
Yeah, some guy started crying. I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen somebody do that in front of me before when I had a bass in my hand.
I'm standing at the back of the stage, and Scott just looks back, and I'm like, I got it.
People were throwing. It was a pretty wild show. There was just a lot. It was just our night, though. I guess we were real lucky to get that show, and I think it did good for Ghostly Talk also. Because I mean, over the last few years, I myself have tried to integrate these two entities, the band MFPS and Ghostly Talk, to a certain degree where they kind of cross promote each other a little bit. Because I found that ghost hunters like metal, so
yeah,
a lot of ghost hunters like metal. I'm like, well, hell, man, I got the whole thing wound up here for you, man. I play a metal band and I'm a ghost hunter, so let's get all
you
this
are
stuff
one
up.
Complete package.
I'm just like the ball of wax right here. So I mean, I've always tried to work them together. And I think I did that night, too. I wore my Ghostly Talk shirt. And a few people asked me, what is that? I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
You're like, oh, no.
I'm stuck. Now I can't leave. And
here we are in the Haunted Emerald Theater. Well, we just started that rumor just 1 second ago.
Yeah, it's almost 7:30.
Oh, well, then, I'll tell you what.
Let's kill it. We're going to get Joey on the phone.
We got to attempt to.
I like doing this. I don't care.
No,
we're not talking about ghosts. Deal with it.
No. We have to attempt to get him on the air because I have no idea if it's going to work.
Well,
so we shall find out.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break here.
Start running us a nice little break and let's see what we can do to get Mr. Lutz on the phone. We'll talk about the Amityville Horror coming up next on Ghostly Talk.
We'll be right back.
Alice, and I think Doug and Scott are riots. That is when Doug stopped flirting and Scott stopped coughing up hairballs in my ear. Hey, this is Debbie from Ghostish Files, reminding you to tune in to Ghostish Files every other Saturday on www.ghostishfiles.net.tv. at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you there. Oh, man, I really gotta get out of here. Later.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
Yeah, this is Reverend Ed Kraft. I want to thank you for listening tonight. This is Ghostly Talk Radio. And please visit me at my website at Magic Mind. That's Magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, mind.wickawebsites.com.
The future of America is at stake, and frankly, many Americans are frightened at the direction we're taking.
Okay, nothing's broken yet.
No, it all seems to be going fairly well. Ooh, I do have to turn this off.
You are screaming, Doug.
Thank you.
Look at you go.
Yeah, I know. This really brought the levels up on the mics when we brought in the...
Yeah, we're real loud now.
...the other thing.
But, hopefully it isn't going to kill the stream, but we'll, you know...
Well, we can watch our levels right there.
Yeah,
so
it seems to be okay so
see
far.
See what happens.
It seems all right. All right, well, look, check this out. On the phone right now. Guess who's on the phone? Guess who's on the phone, Doug?
I already know.
Well, you're killing your drama here.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
You're killing the drama.
Let me guess.
Well, there we go.
There we go. He's already on the phone. All right. Let me take a guess. Let me think. Could it possibly be anybody who is, like, anything having to do with ghosts and things?
Okay. Well, that's a very good question, Doug.
Yeah?
Because you're right. You're right. It's a very good question.
I like
you're
that.
You're correct. You're correct.
I like that.
Now try to narrow it down.
I was reading something about the Amityville Horror.
You got it.
Awesome.
Now, how'd you figure that out?
Because it was on the website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we got to stop doing that.
I know.
That's where I am there.
Yes. Tonight we have a very special guest who's going to be with us for the next hour.
Uh-huh.
We have Mr. George Lutz mm-hmm. of Amityville Horror fame. You know, that's that movie that some people have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our listeners have seen, like, this movie called mm-hmm. Amityville Horror. And I...
Having fun yet?
Are we having fun?
Are we having fun?
And so what happens is we've arranged... I don't know who arranged it, because this was all, like... for me, I didn't have any involvement in it, but
there
I know...
There is no I in team, okay?
You were working on it very, very hard, trying to get Mr. George Lutz on our program.
Well, we have to thank our friend Lone Feather, actually.
Oh, yes, that is true.
Tim Lonefeather is the one who got me in contact with Mr. Lutz,
mm-hmm.
and he was nice enough and gracious enough to want to come on our program and talk about this stuff. So.
Excellent, excellent. I'm very glad to hear that.
On that note, George, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Actually, I should be working on my website. It went down yesterday, probably because we're doing this show today.
You know what? I noticed that today. I noticed that today. I checked.
We don't
your
know what happened. We don't know why this has happened.
I noticed he had the big ugly forbidden thing on there, Doug.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm forbidden to go to this site. Did I do something to make this man angry?
I'm forbidden to go there.
Oh, my. Sounds like some phone calls are in your future, George.
Well, George, we need to thank you regardless, because we know you're a little under the weather right now, and we want to thank you for coming on the show regardless. It's still very nice of you to do that for us. Thank you for coming
and
on.
And I get to miss part of the Academy Awards pregame show, which I really don't care about. That's okay with me.
I don't think too many people who listen to this show really care about that either. I think we're all in a very good boat. I think we're all in very good shape not to worry about that.
Well, you see, we're ghost hunters. We're ghost hunters. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we tend to dress up in, well, this time of year, warm clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually involves like a couple of layers of pants and things. And then it involves a several shirts and plaid somewhere. So we're not really fashion conscious when we go out and about ghost hunting. So I don't think...
Well, we have a house full every year just for the Academy Awards for the party. And
oh, really?
Yeah, so I had to go on down the other end of the house, but it works out fine for me because I don't miss this part at all. I like the awards, not the fashion show.
Right, right. Although there are people who do, but our our particular interests aren't in the fashion at the moment, anyway.
I don't know one fashion-conscious ghost hunter, to be honest with you. I've never met one that was, like, you know, suave and debonair and looked really nice when they came out. They just throw on whatever, like we do. And
Lorraine Warren is probably the best-dressed person I've ever known to be involved in this.
There we go. There we go. We can start.
She is always a really classy woman.
Well, that is entirely true.
She really is. We've had her on the show before, and she was great. We absolutely loved talking to Lorraine, or Doug did.
I talked to Lorraine, yes, and that was awesome. Yeah, she is definitely a class act, 100% class act. And, oh, so anyway.
You would never catch her in a pair of jeans out at somebody's house.
No.
Just not going to happen.
I agree with you. So, but the interesting thing is Lorraine happens to be a demonologist, right?
Ed.
Well, yeah, that's
light,
true.
She's a light transmedium at clairvoyant.
Oh, okay. And then Ed's a demonologist. Did you meet them at first, like, because of the Amityville house?
Yes.
And did they, so they came out to investigate that?
Right. They, I don't know how much you know of what went on right after we moved out of the house.
We don't really know too much. I mean, if you want to enlighten us on that, that'd be great.
Well, I can help you out a little bit there.
Okay.
The, after we moved out, the intent was to get the house fixed and to find out what was wrong and find experts, whatever was needed to fix this so that it would be livable.
Okay.
The first person that I spoke with that comes to mind today is a fellow by the name of Stephen Kaplan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you probably have heard of him.
Oh, yes,
we have.
One of the problems with him was that none of his credentials could be verified. None of the statements he made about teaching at the State University of Stony Brook in New York. He was not a published ghost hunter or parapsychologist. His degree was from a university without walls, which meant it was mail order. And he turned out to be a vampirologist, and so that when speaking with the people at Duke University about him, they had never heard of him, and there was just no way to verify who he was. The second part with what happened with him was that he broke his agreement with me in that he contacted Newsday and Channel 5, whatever it was, and got involved with the media.
Okay.
And we just wanted to get this investigated and fixed and move back in our house. We weren't looking for publicity of any kind.
Okay.
So, a woman by the name of Laura Tadeo from Channel 5 News in New York called me and said, look, you really need to do this with responsible, qualified people. And she recommended the Warrens.
Okay.
So that's how they came into the mix. It was really because of Laura. Her first choice had been Hans Holzer, but he was evidently unavailable at the time. And when you think about it now, he probably wishes he was available.
Exactly.
Well, and that kind of stuff does happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are scheduling conflicts even
oh,
with,
sure,
with
absolutely.
Us. Yeah.
But so. We're talking about almost 30 years ago now, so.
Right.
This isn't stuff I think of every day, so I when I remember it, I just have to wait for the words to come back and see what happens.
Well, what's interesting is the, for example, the Warrens, especially at that time, were extremely busy people. And so was Hans Holzer. I mean, these are very, very busy folks. And that was around that time was when they were doing what the lecture series and things like that. It very well could have worked out that they would have been unavailable at the, as well. And you would have been, who now? You know, but it turned out you know.
Oh, absolutely, you're absolutely right. There's, I think it's the grace of God why things happen when they do and how they do. And,
So I think you were, it was, whether it was, you know, by chance, although I'm believing less and less in chance, or by some kind of interesting synchronicity, they happened to be available and you needed the help. So I think you got the right
help. Lorraine and Ed and Laura came down and they went in the house, tried to get me to go in with them. I just gave them the key. And then Ed said, because of what happened there that night, then Ed said he would bring back a group and that he didn't mind coordinating with the people from Duke University.
Excellent.
So then Alex Tenhouse and Dr. Carlos Osis also were coordinated to go in the same day, and Channel 5 News went in, and that was all on March, I think it was March 6th, 1976.
Ah, well, happy anniversary then, or unhappy anniversary in this case.
No kidding, yeah.
But, yeah, because that's coming up next week.
It is. So that was that's how the investigation itself was done after we moved out of the house. The consensus of opinion from that night from all the people that were there was that as far as they were concerned, they were done with it. They couldn't fix it. What was suggested was that we get either an Anglican exorcist or a Roman Catholic exorcist to come and say Mass in the house. And we figured if all these people couldn't deal with it, then the one thing we weren't going to do was to ask that kind of thing to save a house. Just how do you ask someone to put their own life in jeopardy for that?
Exactly.
We had seen too much at that point. So that's when the idea started to, how should I word this, come to mind, take hold. We started to believe in the possibility that we weren't going home, that we were not going to get to go back there.
And I know that's got to be like one of the hardest things, because the some of the books that I've been reading lately, who's it? Deb in California sent us like stacks of books.
Oh yeah.
And some of them had some interesting, you know, books, and they're written by folks who have now mild compared to the Amityville case.
Yeah.
But hauntings, you know, in their homes. They, you know, save and save, and then they buy this home, and they're pretty much stuck with it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is my home. I love it. I, you know, scrimped and saved to get it. Mm-hmm. And then they have to somehow coexist with you know, other entities in it. And so those are mild. But, of course, in your case, George, you weren't very fond of having to live with that house, were you?
This is a very difficult position to be put in. First of all, you know what you've experienced, but you can't explain it.
Yeah.
You can't talk to your friends about it openly because you're going to lose those friends.
Mm.
You can't talk about it at work, even if I was the boss and owned the company, because the people you work with are going to start looking at you like, there's something really wrong here.
Mm.
The people you can talk to about it, they have their own lives, their own problems, and they're educating you constantly.
Mm.
The situation you find yourself in is that you own this house that you really loved, your boats and your cars and your motorcycles and your clothing and your jewelry and your baby pictures and high school yearbooks and everything you can think of that you've put together is there. In our case, we put $20,000 cash down plus another $4,000 in closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
Moved in and were committed. I mean, we were there to stay.
Well, you bought that house. That's your home.
And exactly.
Every problem in that house belongs to you then, unfortunately. I mean, that comes, whether it's hard or not, that goes along with any house you buy.
And so what do you do? I mean, we didn't know what to do in terms of how to get rid of it. we're told we couldn't go back and get the stuff that was in it.
Why?
And I do believe that that was the correct thing to do, was to auction. We auctioned everything off. We had an auctioneer go in and take care of that.
Really?
So we left everything there.
All of your
belongings?
We made
the payments on the house for until, I think it was June or July of the following year.
Okay.
Because I sold my business to the first guy that came along that wanted it, and we moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
But there we are out in California, living in a brand new rental house. We have this house full of everything that we own in New York, and we really can't. No, we don't have any friends out there, so it's not like we can go, you know, talk about this problem with anyone
mm-hmm.
and make sense of it. It was quite a time.
Well,
it was a very difficult time.
Just briefly, I wonder what you think, because I know this is probably going to take a whole other track, but what do you think about the times that have changed since then? Because where I'm coming from is that, for example, now there's shows like Ghostly Talk and W Paranormal and of course, our Coast to Coast AM. And there's the show Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel Proof Positive. And they do like tons of things on the Travel Channel in October, you know, Travel and Discovery with all those haunted everything.
Yeah, it's like they save them up all year and then run them.
In October, Do you think things have changed over the past, what would that be, like almost 30 years, just under 30 years? Have they changed?
Attitudes in the United States certainly have.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a history of talking about this stuff.
Right, not previous to that.
No.
Because the Warrens and Hans Holzer and, who was Nancy Reagan's astrologer? I can't remember. But anyway, all those folks, they did the cutting edge. They did the breaking of the ground kind of thing to bring it out and open it up and say, you know, hey, this is something that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about this stuff. So all that stuff, though, was happening when during the time when you needed it. You needed, like, today's society, 20-some years ago. Perhaps.
Today's society would have had webcams in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a whole different technology to document this.
Right, and it would have been documented, and anybody could have seen it at any time for themselves
mm-hmm.
and said, oh, look at what's, you know, floating by, or, you know, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, technology has picked up, and also, I think, society.
Well, the accepting of it. That's the big thing for me right there. We have all this technology now. That's a given. We use it all the time. The limited amount that we can get our hands on or whatnot, we use whatever we can. But the big thing right here is you need to have the attitude, the desire to not have this such a taboo thing anymore, and let's discuss this thing. Let's see what this person's describing these things to us. Let's see if we can see them ourselves also.
And then try and work on the problem.
Well, yeah, because you're talking about past cases. You've been reading books, Doug, about houses people buy, and they come with these ghosts or whatever they may be, and they're running around. And just about everybody I've ever talked to personally or read about, they say, hey, look, you know, I bought this house, and there's these other people or beings or entities there. I've learned to live with them.
Right.
I've learned to live with them, and I like them. I'm happy that
so far, none of at least in modern times,
mm-hmm.
It's not been as extreme as what Mr. Lutz went through.
Yeah, I mean, and this has gotten to the point, obviously, Mr. Lutz, where you just described to us, you left everything that you worked for just about. Did you need to learn
that there are other cases that are not published, that are not that haven't been turned into books.
Okay.
And and I understand the family's reasons for not going public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, of all people, yeah. Well,
the thing here is that this house was challenged with the house blessing.
Mm-hmm.
This house was challenged again with the investigation and some of the things that were said then. Whatever was there had no intention of leaving. No intention of giving that up, that property. I only talk about it when I owned it, not now.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many indicators that we wouldn't have looked at the same way 30 years ago that we might today also.
Mm-hmm.
The DeFeo murders.
Mm-hmm.
Before the murders, the family put the statues up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They went out and bought these special statues in Canada and brought them down and put them up in the front and the rear of the house.
Mm-hmm.
They had a priest come in and say Mass a number of times. One of the things when we did the Art Bell Show was that I had never been able to find the archive of what Malachi Martin, Father Malachi Martin, had said about the house. I had heard he'd said something,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know what his exact words were.
Mm-hmm.
And he said on the Art Bell Show words to the effect that that was the most evil house in this country, and that the Catholic Church knew all about it for a long time.
Really?
Interesting.
Yes.
That's right from Father Malachi Martin, then.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, what I'd like to get into, though...
And that's an archive that still exists today now. I mean, that's not, you know...
It still is. Actually, they had a giveaway, I think. They were there. That was one of their promotions they were doing on the show, is that you could actually get that archive.
Well, what that was, yeah. that may not have been the specific one.
The specific one, yeah.
The one that they did for the promotion, that was Art Bell's final interview with Malachi Martin before he had passed away.
Yeah,
so,
all right.
You know, because, you know, Father Malachi Martin is deceased now. But, mm-hmm. that was the final...
Art Bell just asked him straight out one night, what do you know about that house? Do you know anything about it? And he said, oh, yeah, they knew all about it.
Wow.
Well, when you were living in the house, George, and I mean, I don't want to go too far. I don't want as far as you want to take it, because I know this may be kind of touchy for you. I'm sure you've discussed some of the things that happened while you were in the house. Just to give the listening audience an idea, you know, of what went on. I mean, what was going through your mind when you were in this? You bought this house, and it's a beautiful house, by the way. It's an absolutely stunning home. I've seen pictures of it. I mean, I can imagine how happy you were to get this home. You worked many years to get it. You've been open enough to say how much money you spent to get possession of this home, more or less.
Well, it's all public record stuff, too, though. You know,
the
mortgage was $60,000. The house was probably worth $110,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was 4,000 square feet with a basement on the water with a boathouse and attached garage and a heated pool in the backyard.
Okay. Well, when you were in this house, I was just wondering if you'd want to elaborate on a few things that may have happened to you personally when you were living there before it was time to, like, leave, more or less. I mean, is there a few things that stick out to you? I mean, we were talking about this earlier. Like, you know, I can't tell people this. They're not going to believe me. But
I think the audience of Ghostly
Talk audience
will.
These people, we're people, especially the people sitting here talking to you right now.
We're out looking for that kind of thing to see if it's if we can document it.
And find correlations, too.
And understand it and work with it.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Were there some things that really stuck out to you that happened to you when you were there?
I'd really rather answer specific questions than try to do a recount of the...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that is a bit broad. And
okay.
It causes it. Yeah, we don't want to cause you to relive the whole thing.
I try really hard not to do that.
Right.
No, I understand.
Well, the things that we look for. This is what we do as ghost hunters, and then let us know.
Let me give you a few statements. Maybe this will help you out. And then
okay.
We'll
all right.
Do that if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
The last night is obviously the events of the last night were the reason to have to leave.
Okay.
Right.
And even with all of that, the idea of leaving and not going back never occurred to us. It took getting a hold of Father Ray and him saying, well, can't you go stay at your mom's house, Kathy's mom's house, for a couple days?
Mm-hmm.
Just that reasonable question to get us out of there, to actually get us in the van. And then you go and get in the van and try to leave and it wouldn't start. And that's right out of the movies kind of idea. But that was very simple. That was, forgive me for huffing and puffing, but I have...
That's okay.
This pneumonia is just, like, kicking me a bit right now.
That's okay.
We understand.
I had put... This is when transistor ignitions were kind of new.
Mm-hmm.
And on my boat and on the family van, I had put the same system, which let you actually push a button and change over from transistorized ignition to conventional. And when the transistorized ignition, which was always working, always had from the moment it was put on, when the van wouldn't start, I just got out and went, opened the hood and pushed the button and put it on conventional ignition, got back in and started right up and went out. So it wasn't like the, you know, wasn't a terrible thing that it could have been, but...
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that comes to mind today. The...
Well, just on that particular thought, that's one of the things that happens on almost every time I'm out in the field, whether I'm in a haunted house or at a haunted location or at a, you know, different places, and we call it equipment failure. Our batteries get drained immediately, you know, fresh batteries or batteries that just got, you know, pulled out of the charger. They get drained immediately, and something doesn't work. Will had a camera that just would not shut off, even with the batteries removed.
For 3 days,
it did not shut off.
Okay.
I couldn't take pictures with it, but all the indicators were on.
Right, the indicators were on, but there was no batteries inside, and so we call it equipment failure, but that is a host of, you know, that's a description of the kinds of things that happen to us on ghost hunts, and we document it, we write it down in our logs, and you know, it's nothing to that extent where you're trying to leave and then your car won't start. That hasn't happened to me, but I have heard of ghost hunters that had that happen to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's got to be really, you know, scary. But that is one of the kinds of things that we look for, George. Exactly.
It was just something that you remember that was the last event, you know, before getting out of the driveway and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Just the last thing.
Did you feel cold spots and warm spots in the house when...
Sure, there was one in the boathouse. There was... Right by the side door entrance to the boathouse, off the backyard. You walk in there and to the right, there's always one right there. Going up the stairs to the from the first floor foyer, up to the landing in about maybe 6 or 8 steps up, something like that.
And that was on the stairs itself?
Right there. They always felt like a draft, but it wasn't like if you... held something up like a feather, you know, the feather would move or anything like that. It was just the cold.
It was just cold. It would go from
just this shot of cold right there.
And that was on the stairs, you said, right?
Yeah, that's on the way up.
That's very interesting.
Because you know that ventilation was happening on the staircase because air moves, and there should not be a stationary cold spot.
Well, that and the stairs themselves. We've discussed that a million times
stairs
on this show.
Stairs tend to be...
They leak from air underneath them, and they have in this house, they would have the staircase wound around and went on up to the third floor, so had a lot of air place, open air.
So it should have had plenty of opportunities to equalize the temperature on the whole staircase.
Sure.
But there was this one cold spot. Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
There were two cold spots, one in the boathouse, one there, and then... There was one that would come and go in the basement. It wasn't, like, always there. That was just one of those, there, it's there today and not there, you know, the next time.
And we follow those, too.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Even on Ghost Hunters, the series on Sci-Fi, you've seen them, ooh, it's moving, and they're trying to follow the cold spot and take pictures, and they document that. Did you take any photos?
I don't remember that moving. I remember that it would be there or it wouldn't be there. That's all.
Oh, okay. So this would appear some days and not be there.
You'd go down to the basement and you'd walk around to the right into the laundry room, and times it would strike you that there was another spot like that. Next time you'd go down expecting it and it wouldn't be there.
Wow. Yeah,
and that, I mean, it may just be moving, and who knows what.
Or
I don't know how to describe that.
Either the energy was there or not, taking the heat out of the air. Yeah, interesting. That's the kind of thing we look for.
Mm-hmm.
We also is it time for you to go?
Well, no, let's just take a quick break here. Let's give George a break.
Oh,
let's give
him
a break.
Let's take a break.
I want to make sure we're going to give you a break because we know you're not feeling too well.
Yes,
and we just want you to be able to rest up, refresh yourself a little before we go into the next half. half an hour here. Let's go to a quick break, guys.
Did we do a half hour already?
Yes, we have.
We did 35 minutes.
Yeah,
we'll only have about 20 minutes left. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. Yeah, let's do a quick break. Ow, whenever I turn my head, I get that squeak.
It's your headphones.
I'm going to get back on. Okay, so yeah, we'll be right back after this break with more from George Lutz, Amityville Horror.
We'll be right back.
Devin from Ghostbusters Files, reminding you to tune in to Ghostbusters Files every other Saturday on www.ghostbustersfiles.net.tc at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you there. Oh, man, I really gotta get out of here. Later.
Hi, this is Lisa Butler, American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing.
Just when you thought it was safe. That booty call.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
It's so touchy.
Oh. Oh.
In the house.
Oh.
There's a kangaroo kickboxing in my
body. Oh.
www.drunkendialing.com.
Good night. Say good night.
Hi, this is Tamara Thorne, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk with